The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen. Some of you, you didn't step at our Easter convention. You decided to go wherever you like. Within the week.
Now,
this week has been very tough for myself and my wife after Easter.
We
broke down with serious malaria.
Malaria be echi omo pa ye.
I never knew today I can be at church.
We never
knew she can be at church.
Onu si nimpo se obetima ba sorry ne.
We knew where we came and knelt on the altar here. We knew why.
Ni ni echi abe bebu to avoid we can so.
Yesterday I was going to pick a medication somewhere.
Enu na kwako fed we be baby.
And on the way.
The
Lord started speaking to
me.
Look, you are in your season. I say you are in your season. You are in your season. You are in your season.
Don't let you, kwan
una wo
yo
with me to
Numbers 23:23.
And what is our theme? The Kairos year. See what the Lord has done. The Kairos year. See what the Lord has done. That is our theme. The Kairos year.
And
see what the Lord has done. Numbers 23:23. I welcome everyone online. Facebook,
so.
And podcast.
Any podcast.
Telegram,
you know, can be.
You are most welcome. King James says there is no enchantment against Jacob. There is no divination against Israel. It will now be said of Jacob and of Israel. See what God has done. 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 In John chapter 19, verse 30,
Yohane Homa eti don kronchemu ediasa.
We have this statement without which the Bible is not complete.
Yewo asemfo bi wo ho.
John 19:30. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Another scripture that the Lord has been dealing with me with for some time now. Acts chapter 2, verse 23 and 24. Acts chapter 2, verse 23 and 24. This man was handed over to you. Let me start from verse 22. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 from verse
22.
Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him, as you yourself know. This man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge. And you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. 24, but God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep his hold on him. Amen.
Amen.
Once again, I welcome each and every one of us back from Easter Convention. Easter is the Passover in the Old Testament. And it is also a kind of Shiloh, where God's people come together to lift up his name, to celebrate him for who he is. Now we are back. But the Lord wants me to announce to you that Shiloh or Easter is not just a yearly occurrence. God's spiritual calendar begins on the Resurrection Sunday. That is when God's Kairos calendar begins. When we talk about Kairos, we are talking about God's appointed time. It begins on the day of the resurrection. That is why we have even the secular calendar, which the secular governments are trying to change. I understand even in America, they are trying to change it. We have AD, Anno Domini, before Christ.
No,
after Christ, AD. We have BC, before Christ, and then AD, in the year of the Lord. They are trying to change it, but they cannot change it. Because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the owner of creation, is still on the throne. Hallelujah!
Amen.
It is never before Confucius. It is never before Muhammad. It is never before
Socrates.
It is never before Buddha. But before Christ, before Christ, before Christ, and AD, in the year of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The calendar we are using is not God's calendar. It's the secular calendar. Every religion has its calendar. Islam has its calendar. Hinduism has its
Hinduism.
Buddhists, they have their calendar. Even there are national Ethiopians, they have their calendar.
Ethiopian program,
we have Jewish calendar. But you see, because of harmony, there should be one calendar that every nation should recognize. That's why we have the Gregorian or the lunar calendar. But inside that are calendars. You should be careful to think that, because the prophetic word that was given to me, it didn't happen in January. Our secular January. Our secular February. Our secular August. Before it, because it did not happen in the particular so and so. It means that it is past. Who tells you that it is past? It is not past. Before God's calendar, nothing passes away. God's calendar is eternal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are in the Kairos season.
We are in the
Kairos year. For our God spoke to us on at the crossover that is our Kairos year and Kairos season. It is a year and season of our shift. Our switch. Our turnover. Our changeover. But specifically, what the Lord said to me for the month of April, being the beginning of God's Kairos year and season, as much as it is our season of shift, switch, turnover and takeover, turnover and changeover, specifically our April is see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. We can never understand the smallest percentage of what Christ has accomplished for us at the cross. Church, we can never understand why Jesus took human form. In fact, if you want to know the description of Jesus' suffering, you read Isaiah 53.
Okay,
from verse 1 to 3 to 4, 5. Look. The man was disfigured. Look. All the flesh was hanging. You can't see the face. You can't see the nose, the eyes. You can't hear. You can't see it. The Bible says he was so battered and disfigured that nobody wanted to associate
with him.
Why should God condescend, take on that form? Why should he decide to go through that? About 3 years ago, we were talking somebody was asking me, how is this pastoral work? Then I told the person, it's like asking Jesus, how is it like to be hung on the cross? He can't tell you. The pain is indescribable. Nobody can understand it. Look, there are some things you go through. You don't need to explain. Because if I tell you, you can't understand. There are even no words. No vocabulary to describe some things. The pain. Why should a person take on this? That was what you and I should have gone through. But when Jesus, equal to God, anytime they discuss, and he saw what man was going to go through because of the disobedience of Adam. And Satan was rejoicing. The day Adam disobeyed God, the day the serpent, Satan spoke through the serpent to Eve. The moment Eve ate that fruit, it was a party in the camp of Satan.
That's
the troubles we are
in.
Forever here on earth. That's why look here. Here on earth. Today you are not crying. Tomorrow you may cry. Here. It's a problem place. It's a trouble place.
They
the only way you can survive a little here on earth is in Christ. Outside Christ. Excuse me, you are like an animal. It's only in Christ we have hope. I was speaking at the Easter Convention at what do you call West Hills, Botiano, at the top there.
No, because I used to have
on Sunday, I spoke to 1,622 congregations. 22 churches. Some of our brethren accompany me. And come and see the pastors. Come and see church members. They have already booked me for next year. They have even decided that they want to come together for some 3 days for me to come and speak again. They
said,
look, you are not saying things that we haven't heard before. We have heard these things. But when they are coming from your mouth, it is as if we have never heard them before. And I was telling them, the cry of heaven is for you and I to understand what Jesus had done for us. It is our lack of understanding of it. That is why many of us, it appears as if the devil is ruling over us. Why is life like this with me? You should understand that here on earth, days of joy, days of sorrow, days of pain, days of disappointment, the interchange. That's how it is here on earth. We are not yet in heaven. Do you know the Garden of Eden? Eden was heaven on earth. If Adam and Eve had not eaten the fruit, the world would have been like Eden. No sickness. No disease. No disappointment. No battle. No attack. If Adam and Eve had not eaten the fruit, we would have been living in Eden. But the moment they ate, God separated himself and he sacked them from the garden into a world of pain, sorrow, disappointment, sicknesses and diseases. That's where we are today. When Jesus sat down and saw all this, he said, no. Papa,
Babe,
I will not allow
me maho kwinda
these people you created
in
your own image and Satan that we cast out here went there. No, Papa, I will go. They will not die like that. Satan should never win. I am going to offer myself. So do you know?
And to win him,
you are back to Eden. Everyone in Christ. You are living in Eden. I say you are living in Eden. You are living in Eden. That was why Jesus, when he was teaching the Lord's Prayer, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10, he said, we should pray. Thy will be done on earth as it is in. Do you know that in Christ, you are supposed to live heaven on earth? You are the only person that can manifest heaven on earth. But because we don't know, if I'm here preaching today, look at the point, I just tapped, I said, Gladys, let's go to the altar. Look, she was down with serious malaria. Me too, after some 3 days, it hit me. May God help us to understand who we are. Listen to me. You and I, we are not ordinary people. In Christ,
our Christ,
we don't know who we are. Oh, you don't know who you are. If we know, look, do you know that witches are afraid of you? But because they know, we don't know who we are.
And I'm saying,
here on earth, you can live heaven on earth. Only that, don't forget that you are still on earth. Do you know why when I am moving, I am carrying my special something along? It is not just water that is here. No. It is something that is here. That I take.
I offer.
Yes.
Annie.
Because most of the time,
in Pembe, Bruno,
let me just end it.
Mami Fesua, Mami Fesua.
Do you know why I'm carrying it? We are on earth.
Yeah,
I say we are on earth.
Yeah,
I say we are on earth.
Yeah,
we are on earth.
Yeah,
And we are human beings. Say we are human beings. Say we are human beings. Say as human beings, we are containers. Say we are containers. Say I am a container. Any spirit you open to can use you.
Now who be a baby or woman if you bet me the Juma?
That's why I'm carrying it.
Anything I'll be okay.
Because something can just enter somebody.
To
put something inside.
No,
you think we are in church? The devil is also in church. The devil is in church. The devil is among us. I am not saying so because of that we should be afraid.
And I'm saying
we have angelic protection. I said we have angelic protection. We have the Holy Ghost fire. Church.
I'm sorry.
We are in God's Kairos here.
Jesus
Christ has taken our place and given us his place. You know, that's why we need to live daily in consciousness of the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit to help us to understand who Christ is. Who we are in
Christ.
And what we have inherited in Christ. Look. After you genuinely, the day you genuinely accept Christ, we must grow in Christ daily. We must submit daily to the Holy Spirit. We must know God through His Word. Your greatest blessing is that you have eyes to read and ears to hear. Finish. Everything about Christ and God is in this book. Black and white, call the Bible. God is inside here. The way He dealt with mankind. The way He reacted in a situation. When David took Bathsheba. Uriah's wife.
Uriah Yire.
Is that Uriah?
Yes.
Uriah's wife.
Uriah Yire.
What was God's response? That should tell you. When you also do the same thing.
So ya the chronibia.
That's how God will respond. That's the Bible. That's why these things are written. So that you know, if I also do that. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. To help us to understand the Bible. Let me tell you what is happening now. Now do you know? God has disappointed prophecies. God is now operating through His Word. As I'm preaching and speaking right now, as you tune into the Word, your testimony is forming. Your miracle is forming. Your healing is forming. Look, that ministry where people go around, they mention the pants you are wearing. Your father's house. Look. God is packing it aside.
Yes.
Packing it aside.
Oh, the two in chain.
God is bringing His people back to His Word. How many of you have received mighty prophecies? That's why some people don't go to church again. Because they have been told things.
Oh, yeah, can't say much no more.
And nothing seems to happen. God confirms only His Word. I am telling you. The reason why we need, look, I am a prophet. I don't call my, God call me prophet. There are two names God has called me. Apostle and prophet. I don't know why He calls me prophet. Like Abraham.
It's Abraham.
He has never said that says the Lord. But in Genesis 27, God told Abimelech, go to
Abraham.
He will pray for you. Because he is a prophet. Who is a prophet? A prophet is somebody who stays in the presence of God. So he can speak under inspiration. He can speak like God. Because he spends time in the presence of God. So much that the image of God has overshadowed him. That's a prophet. And do you know something? The moment you become born again, every child of God is to be a prophet. I am telling you, we are prophets and prophetess. I am not talking about those special people who, there are some people, immediately they close their eyes, they've seen something. Always they are seeing. Always they are hearing. I'm not talking about those people when they want to prophesy. We have the gift of prophecy and the office of prophecy. When they want to prophesy, all the people around them, they will know that there is a prophetess. My children.
Come on.
What is that? I'm not talking about that.
And you know, no, I can't watch them.
People spend so much time with God. And when they speak, they are speaking like God. Do you know how many hours I pray? Do you know how many hours I speak in tongues? Many years ago, I got angry and she came and held my mouth.
Please
don't talk. Because when you open your mouth, certain negative things begin to happen. Madam Kate, sitting here, God gave her a word. Pastor, God said, don't get angry. Mrs. Amegan, she? God gave her a word. When my father was alive, one day my father sent for me. You are a pastor. When you get angry, you spoil things. Don't get angry. But do you know something? It is only here on earth I will get angry. We are living in the flesh. How can't I get angry? Especially when I take lifting for a very long time. Those who meet me immediately. When you play rough, a small rough before me right now. So we have lifting anger. And there is anger God is working on. Because I'm a work in progress. Just as you are
working.
Beloved, in Numbers 23:23.
Balak.
The king of Moab.
Moab hene.
Out of fear.
Enam ehumunti.
Out of envy and jealousy.
Enibrini nunkumtrimunti.
Balak heard about the Israelites.
Balak otifa Israel funoho.
And he has heard what God can use them to achieve.
Ana watini enyankupo metimi ana womosodi enya.
Listen to me.
Namuntie me.
Do you know why there are battles in your life? Do you know why there are many challenges? Do you know why some people hate you? You don't know the attacks myself and this woman we face. You don't know the attacks that my family face. On Easter Sunday, when they were just coming home from the convention, they were driving. They got to
Dimpos.
They decided to stop. All the boats in the front tire, they are gone. How come? When the mechanic came, say, I haven't seen this before.
Now, hey, where me who be there?
Do you know why pastors go through attacks? You yourself. Some of the attacks you go through. Do you know why? It's because of who you are in Christ. It's because of your star. It's because of your destiny. It's because of your dream. Look at
Joseph.
When God gave him a dream, he opened his mouth big. After opening his mouth to his brothers, to his father, the Bible says, they hated him the most. Do you know why some people hate you? Do you know why witches and wizards manipulate people against you? It's because of your dream. It's because of your destiny. It's because of your testimony. It's because of your purpose here in the world. That's why there are so many battles in your life. So because of the Israelites,
Balak,
out of envy, out of jealousy, out of fear. When you read Numbers 22 from verse 1, you see
there.
Numbers 22 from verse
1.
Why did Balak, the king of Moab, contracted the most powerful witch to come and place a curse of limitation on the people of God. Then the Israelites traveled to the plains of Moab and camped along the Jordan across from Jericho. Now Balak, son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. You see, Israel, they were a nation that no nation can stand. Do you know why Israel is so powerful? Because they are the offspring of the seed of Abrahamic covenant. They are covenant children. They are covenant children. Let an Israeli come and fix a container here.
My Israeli container be see her.
Within 6 months, he or she will become the richest person in this area. Because of covenant. Because you can't stand an Israel, you can't stand them. So Bela, son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was terrified. Because there were so many people. Indeed, Moab was filled with dread because of the Israelites. The Moabites said to the elders of Midian, "This horde is going to lick up everything around us, as an ox licks up the grass of the field." So Balak, son of Zippor, who was king of Moab at that time, sent messages to summon Balaam, son of Beor, who was at Pethor near the river. In his native land, Balak said, listen to what Balak said. Balak said, "A people has come out of Egypt. They cover the face of the land and have settled next to me. Now come and put a curse on these people because they are too powerful for me. Perhaps then I'll be able to defeat them and drive them out of the country. For I know that those you bless are blessed, and those you cursed are cursed." This is the source of your battles. Even though some things we suffer, they are because of our own doing. Our ignorance. Our lifestyles. Our living in rebellion and disobedience, they create problems for us. But the major problems we have here on earth is because of our position in Christ. But do you know something? Even before the wizard Balak,
Balaam
could pronounce the curse. Himself, from his own mouth, God put a prophecy in Balaam's mouth. In fact, when they came to call him, God said, "Don't go." But later I said, "You can go. But say only what I put in your mouth." Listen to me. From today, the witches, when they meet over your dream, they will only say what God has put in their mouth. They will only say what God has put in their mouth. When your enemies meet together, after we take this communion, as we are beginning our Kairos year, look, do you know where I am learning a lot, Please, don't bother yourself about human beings. What do people say? Please, you don't control what somebody is thinking about you. You don't control it. People have different perceptions about you that you are not. I am telling you. Look, nobody knows you except God. Even yourself, you don't know yourself. That's why we need to be careful.
I've come to a point I don't bother myself about human being again. Say anything you want to say. I don't control your mind. See me the way you want to see me. I don't control your mind. Only I should be sure that before God, I am somebody. Before God, how does God see me? That's what matters. Only I should be careful that I am not offensive to people. When I offend you, you tell me. I will apologize. Yes. Before Balaam could speak, God said, don't say anything. Except what I see. What did God tell Balaam? He said, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. Surely there is no divination against Israel. And it shall be said, see what the Lord has done for Jacob. See what the Lord has done for Israel. I declare in this house, any witch that has been assigned to you is wasting time. It's wasting time. It's wasting time. No enchantment against you. No divination against you. No enchantment against your dream. Against your destiny. Against your testimony. They are wasting their time. Anybody who has spoken any negative word against you, that word will turn into poison. It will turn into poison in the person's life and destroy the person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only that, if you are clapping, you
are
clapping. Only that, don't live to offend people. Because we are not living in the jungle. Make sure that people don't have any justification to declare evil things against you. Because the Bible says that an undeserved curse will never rest. I say, I declare today, any human being on earth that has become an agent of darkness, that has been used to speak any evil against you, any evil against your destiny, let it turn against them. Let it become poison and turn against them 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 in Jesus' name. Those who say you will never marry. Those who say over their dead bodies. I declare, let them live and celebrate your wedding. After your wedding, the next day, they die. Those who are saying, we shall see. We shall see. Let them live to see. They say we shall see. Let them live to see. After they have seen, the next day, they should die. The Bible said that we are snared by the words of all our mouth. Do you know that words don't die? Look, after you have spoken words,
what can some of you know?
I say,
Bisano.
When we quarrel, we have misunderstanding. We hold our hands. Every word that has come from our mouth. This mouth spoke it. This mouth is calling it back. I call it back. And let the earth open and swallow those words. If you don't do that, those words, they will live and they will turn against you. Because they came from your mouth.
Waste our life.
In some way, it's
don't just speak. Then you are just speaking. No! You might have forgotten. But the devil hasn't forgotten. Many of us, that's our problem. We have spoken and said many things that demons are using against us. Do you know what the Lord was telling me yesterday? When I was on my way to pick a medication, when I called a
doctor,
he said,
okay, sir,
the greatest deception is emotional deception.
Hey, I think come on, dada.
Emotional deception.
I think come on, dada.
Emotional mismanagement.
Sir, want me to show? I think come on, yeah.
Be careful, you are angry.
Say yes, I'll move for.
Be careful what makes you angry.
Now, say yes, I'm not moving for so.
Be careful the words you speak when you are angry.
Now, say yes, I'm not.
Be careful the step you take when you are angry.
Say yes, I'm not to move for.
Emotional deception.
Say, I think I'm not there.
It sets you up.
And you see her.
One of my one of my cousins. He's a military colonel.
No, all the
military people here. If I mention the name, they know.
Now, asa for you know when you know omo nim no.
His father and my mother.
Ni papa ni mama.
They have the same surname.
There's omo edim akwa da omo nyina so.
The same father.
And eja ba kon.
He went to the father in anger and said some things. He left. If you know what has happened to him,
it's
a military man. If you know what has happened to him, if you know what has happened to him, that he doesn't know how to go back to the father. Listen.
Montier.
We come to communion.
Say, Baba Father, did
we are going to make some declarations.
Right?
You see? Many things that are working against us.
In your Bebra, I could hear you know.
They are from us.
If you are casa yon.
They are from us.
If you are home.
Look, manage your emotions.
Aya, but money so be this so aya wa think come.
Do you know where Satan attack in Eve, the serpent?
Only maybe a Satan or to share Eve.
The serpent only appealed to the emotion of Eve.
Now,
from Genesis chapter 3.
If you must wait,
from verse 6, when she saw.
Emra, oh, who, yeah.
When she saw.
Oh, who, yeah.
When she saw.
Oh, who, yeah.
Is it the First Kings? Is it First John chapter 2, verse 16? The pride of life, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. I am telling you, if you are able to manage this, look, not every offense is offense. Not everything you are seeing is the way it is. If you don't know how to manage, you have destroyed yourself. That's how we are destroying ourselves. The devil is only appealing to our emotions. Look, because of that,
and I'm saying to you,
some people have left the people they shouldn't leave to their death. Some people have left their places of worship where God placed them. Out of hate, out of offense. They never knew the devil was just setting them up. To disconnect you. The only way the devil can look, some have even broken marriages. Some have even left their husbands. Left their wives. The people they shouldn't have left. Some have left certain companies. Some have left their churches. When God planted them. Do you know what God was showing me? I said,
say me, I can't preach it.
You see me, the man,
I say, God, I can't. This one.
Where the enemy meet me? Meet me.
You yourself.
One casa.
Tell them.
Kaka, kaka.
Don't just see any church and want to become a member.
Because
it is assemblies of God.
Assemblies of God.
It is Pentecost.
Pentecost.
Because it is a church.
Sorry.
Because the music is good.
Oh,
because
yeah.
The social is so.
Oh, say yeah.
Because it is closer to my house. Ask God. What is my foundation? How thick is my foundation? How difficult is my foundation? Which covering will deal with my foundation? Which pastor carries the mantle that can deal with what I carry? Which pastor carries the mantle? You don't just get up.
Oh, sorry, Keke.
And become a member of a church.
No, me, yeah, sorry, back, Keke.
Pray about the pastor.
But pray for us for no.
Listen to the messages.
Study
the spirit.
Study
the atmosphere.
Talk
to God. Find out.
Can
this place promote my destiny? Promote my
so-so-and-so.
Pray about the pastor. The pastor may be preaching nicely. The pastor may appear nice.
Oh,
but inside the pastor's secret life. Maybe the pastor is chasing the girls in the church. The pastor is living some kind of life. All his words are just vapor. No power. Fine words, no power. Find out who is this man? What spirit is here? God, the destiny you've given to me, can this place help my foundations? The things that surround me, my battles. Can the covering here? Can the covering here help me? People are in Takoradi. They come to church at Kwashima. Bishop something. Oh, I used to preach there in the 1989. You remember? Bishop something. What's the name, Kra? He and the wife. I used to preach there, Kwashima.
No, Kokas and Pel Kwashima.
1988,
89.
I used to hold it. One day after church.
I see that crowd. Oh, sorry.
No, not Takia, but Bishop. Is it Dente? No. Sometimes, oh. He was a great man.
Oh, in the back, I see. Oh, in the back, I see.
No, Takia, but they are small boys. Those days. I mean, before, this man was higher than.
There's a Weno or Bru. Takiso.
Calvary Christian something. What, Deacon Martin, your area there. That church there. Calvary something. Where you lived before. That church.
I see baby and I won't can, you
know. One day after church.
Now, upon, sorry.
The bishop and the wife, pastor, we beg you.
I
was a young man.
No, you're brand too.
Can you pray for a couple were sitting? A man about five children. They were sitting. Say, out of the five, three are mine. Now, two are living with me. The man of God said, please pray for them.
I say, bon, pay, mom, mommy.
They live in Takoradi.
What is Takoradi?
But every Sunday.
Now, so a,
every Friday.
Via de bia,
they are in Accra.
Oh, Accra.
If they don't arrive on Saturday,
no, mommy,
they are here
da, no,
to
ma,
attend church on
no,
Sunday
ma,
and go back.
No, ma, sanko.
When you pay such a price,
now which you ask, a boy we are.
What price can you pay more than what Jesus paid on the cross?
Now a boy be no bet me to ask senior. Yes, you tell us senior and so.
Some people are looking at petrol.
Obi here ni petrol.
They are looking at 1 gallon of fuel that they will spend.
Ni petrol 1 gallon, 1 gallon. I didn't
know. So it's too far.
And you had your one.
Why your destiny?
Baby, I was separate.
The only place.
Baby, I hung.
Why your destiny secure?
Separate, baby, I'm buying bomb.
I was
pastor, North Kanesha, I attended Action Church for 2 years.
Not, I think North Kanesha, no.
Myself and my friend, man of faith. We walk from North Kanesha.
Yeah, Nantivi, North Kanesha.
Through Tesano.
Alpha Tesano.
Through the railway. I believe
baby,
cut it like that.
Kingdom, no,
go to Action.
Ako Action. Oh, no, I'm quite sorry.
We're walking.
Yeah, nam yeah 19 echo.
After church.
Yeah, sorry.
We get lift.
Nya obia for any echo.
Most of the after church we get lift.
In the morning when we are
and nobody
called there be 90.
We walk.
On in number I say no there.
Very soon I will try the lessons. Eh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say Lord.
Yes, sir,
help me. Shall we rise? Shall we rise? Beloved, so what do we do?
And over there, I say,
listen to me.
Montie me.
Here on earth,
as I see so idea,
problems will never cease.
Or how to each other.
Look, don't think that God,
man, you say,
after giving me a husband,
wamami kunawieno,
after giving me a child,
wamami obaiwieno,
I am finished.
Yes, my wee.
It's a lie.
Eyentro.
It's a lie.
Eyentro.
That child.
Sabo frano.
I don't want to say it.
I'm best of Becca.
Some of you.
Ye movie.
God, just give me this one.
Nyami mamwe nkwa wa wenu pa mewie.
I am okay. It's a lie.
Eyentro.
It's a lie.
Eyentro.
Here on earth.
E was asisu apa. We named here.
Today you are laughing, tomorrow you are crying. The same people who are saying hallelujah, hallelujah, the next time they will say crucify.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
This world is inconsistent, it's unstable. Only in Christ, you and I are secure and safe in Christ.
Our Christ will move in your Bible.
Never rely on anybody. Never rely on anything. Look, in your decision, be careful. Let the Holy Spirit direct your decision. And your choices. Never act on emotions. Because there is something called emotional deception. The devil will stir your emotions to destroy you.
Now they are so.
Some people have taken certain emotional decisions they have regretted for life. They have regretted for life. Let's be humble. Yesterday, I called one of our sisters.
And I'm afraid you're a man.
I said, I just felt I should check up on
her. Oh, me think I said, I'm here.
She was shocked.
Because
she thought I would never call her.
I think Audrey said, my friend,
she's no longer here.
So,
the circumstances under which she left.
Now,
I say
we need us up for the lakra.
Look, I am nobody before God.
Look,
hit me right now.
I say Bonnie says here.
Let God tell me.
Man, I mean can't tell me.
I should tell you I am sorry.
Say me can't just say me no me.
I will tell you I am sorry.
Make I just me Mr. Pacha me no me home.
Who is the Laliboja?
Why need the la?
Only Christ should be seen.
Now, Christ open his own home.
Only Christ should be seen.
Christ
not the Laliboja. Only Jesus Christ should be seen. So, who are you? Who are you? Who is me? It's just by grace. Let's manage each other. Manage your emotions.
Now, what thing comes to
and the Bible says, be still and know I am the Lord.
Trust them, say, Jina Pintina, who said,
Psalm 46, verse 10.
In your mind, you're 9 cents.
Be still!
Jina Pintin!
And do you know the next thing you should do?
Now, S-L-A-B-O.
Stand firm.
Jina Pintin.
Focus on the victory of the cross.
For when he see Jesus in Kunimdieneso,
Hebrews 12, no matter what you are going through,
and found your femobia.
And the next one, be persevere in prayer.
Not tokoso empire mo.
Persevere in prayer.
Tokoso empire mo.
And frustrate the devil.
Frase the devil and provoke the throne of God. Do you know how we frustrate the devil and provoke the throne of God? You must be consistent in these areas. Faith, services, sacrifices. Keep on doing what you are doing. You are a bounce person. Nothing is working. Keep on playing the bounce. Keep on. Do you know what you are doing? You are frustrating the devil.
Oh yes, sir. Now teach your boy Sam. No.
And at the same time, you are provoking.
And I the chrono. So
the devil will say, I'm wasting my time.
Oh, but some so me Sam.
And do you know what heaven will say?
No. So so they can.
After all this,
when you need to know,
I qualify you.
Oh, Mama Wasabata.
I qualify you.
Mama Wasabata.
I qualify
Mama
you.
Wasabata.
May God qualify you.
Amen.
I said, may God see
Amen.
Your sacrifices,
Amen.
Your services.
Amen.
Some of you are here.
You move me waha.
Only God know how you got to church.
Yeah, me pray on him. I'm quite embarrassed. I'm sorry.
Some of you are here.
You move me waha.
Only God knows the things you are going to.
Yeah, me pray on him. Near my own family.
But you are here.
Nanso waha.
But you are here.
Nanso waha.
Do you know what you are doing?
Only in our way.
You are frustrating the devil.
There's some more teacher about Sam Nukra.
You are provoking heaven.
And I'm also saying, oh, sorry, before.
You have a wife who never
oh, you need to
submit.
Omre no one said that.
Be a man still.
Kwaso ana ye bema.
Be a man still.
Kwaso ye bema.
You have a husband
who
is always knocking you here and there.
Be a
wife still. Be a wife still. I
said,
be a wife still. You are not doing it for the person.
Who?
For yourself.
Oh,
to end something with the law. And to frustrate the devil. Say, Lord, help me today.
Who are me?
Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to manage my emotions. I submit my all unto you. I submit my emotions. I submit my emotions. I surrender, I submit. Pray that prayer right now.
Why is the defense come to
the communion table?
I submit. I submit, I surrender all to you, Lord. I surrender all.
Yes, from the
surrender,
I surrender, oh Lord. I surrender all to you, Lord. Let's sing the tune. The tune yes, is playing. Sometimes you listen to the tune. The yes, Holy Spirit gives the tune.
Yes, so Lord. Yes, I submit. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, I submit to Lord.
We are starting the communion. So the ushers will lead you.
If you are ready, then I say,
there is no
you got time. We are lifting the cup against enchantment and divination. See, the moment God releases a word, He has finished. I'm telling you. The moment God speaks, it's like He has taken His. What you do with what He has said is over to you. He has finished. Because He backs His word. So what do you do with His word? God is speaking directly when you are reading or through preaching or when you are praying and then a word comes. Or you have a dream, whichever way God speaks to you. Now that we are in the month of see what the Lord has done. Pastor Roger is taking us through some teaching. Some of you think that Wednesday, now Wednesday you are off, Friday you are off, you are only Sunday worshippers. Now, even on podcast, you are not there, you are managing things, so you continue to manage. You continue to manage. You don't know who you are. That you can believe God. And He can open up things for you. When God brings you to your season, do you know what you ask God? What should I delete from my life? Pastor Roger is teaching. What should I delete? Which lifestyle? What language? This word you have spoken now. You said, I will be great. I will be this. May I say? Ask God. So, how should I position myself? God will tell you that you are talking too much. You limit your talking. You go out too much. cut off a little from some people. You are too close to some people. Cut off a little.
Oh, Jesus, kakra.
You are getting angry too much. Check
your anger.
There is always something to delete. Anytime we enter a new season, it is no longer about God. It's about you and I. What should I limit and what should I increase? What should I limit? Look, you can attend church, Christianity, church going can become like a social gathering. It can also become a true worship of God. You can feel Him.
Look,
every year, there are things I slow down. There are things I knock out of my life. There are areas I also increase. That is how it works. Check your commitment to the church. What is your commitment? I was watching when some of our echoes were singing in the choir. Same people, when you call them, that's why we have dissolved. The same people, we are going to meet you. If you can live here and join
the
charity begins at home. Has everybody been saved? So you see, the problem is not about God. Say, Lord, it is no longer your problem. The problem is mine. Say, Lord, help me, help me. Say, I am willing, Lord. Let me know the area. Look, some of us, we have a stony heart. We never forgive. Some of us, we are serving God the way we like. God, accept me the way I am. Yes, he said, come just as you are. But you should be willing for a change.
Otherwise,
you find yourself in hell. Many Christians are going to hell. Many pastors are going to hell. Pastors, bishops, they are entering hell. Deal with offenses.
Offenses.
I was telling my wife this morning. At the office. I've saved it on my Samsung notebook. One of the things that should be written on my grave. Not I'm going to die now. And the last statement I will make on the day of my retirement in this church. I will say, God bless you for enduring me. God bless you for enduring me. I told my wife at the office. Not that I'm going to die now. No.
Me.
Death. I will tell God. I am tired. They should write. Thank God bless you for enduring me. Sometimes people see you as difficult.
People see you as something.
So I need to thank you for enduring me. you have really endured me.
My idea, pa, atiminiatana.
So let's endure each other.
It's my atiminiatana.
Some people you just need to endure them.
If you have said to me, etna,
and I am one of them.
No, oh, yeah, back on.
Try to endure me.
But what is it? You better find this out in atana.
But after that day,
now, Sunday night, you know,
before you know who has walked among you,
and I'm going to say, Niawabe Nantia for Momo.
Thank you, Lord. Are you ready?
My crowd, right now.
Say, Lord,
ready.
I thank you for this camp. I thank you for what you have done for me. I am holding in my hands the evidence of your death and your resurrection. Say, Lord, this is your victory for me over sin, over Satan, over death, over hell, over poverty, over sicknesses and diseases. Say, Lord,
I say, Radi,
I am grateful.
Many saw.
I celebrate you.
Me do a receive.
I leave this camp.
Me peja crew
against sin.
Etia bwane.
Against Satan.
Etia Satan.
Against death.
Etia owu.
Against hell.
Etia abansa.
Against poverty.
Etia ohiya.
Against sicknesses.
Etia yaria.
And diseases.
Etia bwane.
I leave this camp. Against all evil, I leave this car. Against witches and wizards, I leave this car. Against every enchantment, every divination, I set this car against. I set this car against any power from hell that has been assigned. That has been assigned. That has been assigned to my dream, to my destiny, to my testimony, to my expectation, to my rising, to my promotion here on earth. I set this car and I lift this car against those powers, against those principalities and their agents. Yes, I set this car against them. I set this car against them. Now set the car right now. Set the car, declare, declare. Set that car against all evil in your life. Any power that has been assigned to place a limitation on you, to limit you, to slow you down from your father's or your mother's
house. I said a couple of, I said a cup, I said a cup, I said this cup, I said this cup, against them, the powers, the evil, demons, the powers, and principalities from my hometown, from my village, from my father's side, from my mother's side, wherever they are hiding, I said a cup against them, I said a cup, 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 against them, the powers, and evil, witches, and wizards. I set a cup, I set a cup, I set a cup, I set a cup, I set against them, I set against them, I set against them, against every evil, against every evil, against every witches, against every wizard, against divination, against enchantment, from my father's side, from my mother's side, I set against them, I set against them, I set against them.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, Lord,
I say, Radie,
this cup,
Sir Cruway,
is the evidence that I should live like Jesus. I should live like Jesus. Here on earth, I should live like Jesus. I should live like Jesus. I should walk like Jesus. I should talk like Jesus. I should think like Jesus. I should act like Jesus. That the powers that bow to Jesus, they must bow to me. What Jesus was able to do, I should also be able to do. You know something? Nothing can be added to what Jesus has accomplished. And nothing can be subtracted. When the angel Gabriel went to Mary,
Mary,
you are highly favored.
Mary, when your name took us here,
very soon you conceive and have
a son.
Mary said, how shall this happen?
Mary,
I'm a virgin. Gabriel said, the Holy Spirit shall come upon
you.
The power of the Most High shall come upon
you.
to me, Baba Katao,
so that he that shall be born shall be called the Son of God.
Never friend, never friend, and coupon or two of his neighbor.
Mary said,
America, I said,
I am God's handmaid.
Me and Yankupon Akua,
let it be unto me.
My embry Musa, mommy.
That was the meaning of Amen.
And only Sir Ojis for Amen as
it's the woman Mary said that.
And Profima Maria Casape,
the angel left.
Do
you know why? The moment Mary said that,
Mary can't stop her.
Jesus entered the womb.
Yes, Mary,
pregnancy took place.
And
what is your faith right now?
Would you any sense, Abraham?
You can eat this by faith. That cancer will die. That diabetes will die. That demon will check out.
Say
by faith, I receive the body of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
by faith, I drink the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
no sickness can survive in my body. No demon can survive in my soul. No poverty can survive with me. I eat and drink. Say by faith.
I say what did you mo?
I eat.
Me di.
In the name of God the Father.
Nyami eja.
In the name of God the Son.
Nyami oba.
In the name of God the Holy
Nyami
Spirit. Spirit. Shall we eat together?
Uma yina yeni.
Those online.
Mo amwe video suno so.
Please, you can do that.
Musu mitima ayebi sa.
If I tell you the number of people we have in Denmark that
follow,
the number of people we have in US, the number of people we have in
Ethiopia,
I never knew this. I thought it's only one. But those brethren in this country, they are sharing. And people have just taken our services at their service.
The
number of people following from
Oman.
The number of people following from Saudi Arabia.
And they be from Saudi Arabia.
Thank you, Jesus.
The
broken body you have eaten is for your exchange.
It's
for your escape.
It's
for your exemption.
What
Jesus has suffered,
you
shouldn't suffer. I say, what Jesus has suffered, you should never suffer. You should never suffer. Your family should never suffer. You should live victorious. Say by faith, I receive the blood. I drink in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Shall we drink together? You know what to do. If you don't understand, ask somebody, what does pastor mean when you say you know what to do? Shakata kabara. Libra katakabayata. Libabara katakabaya. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father in heaven. We bless your name.
Libro katayan. Reketa ramasande.
The Bible said that, and afterward they sang a hymn. They sang a hymn. Shalaba karabasha.
Man karabasia de.
Libre kete kebali kete.
Libro kabande yasad.
Hold on. You started very well. That's very good. Are you singing a hymn from Melodies of Praise? What's the hymn number?
Number 2.
See, you should mention we are singing from the Melodies of Praise of Assemblies of God. Hymn number 2. So that if they can Google, they Google and go there or whatever. You understand? That's how you start, eh? Because not everybody knows it. Not everybody understands. Some people are here for the first time, but they know this hymn.
Eh? So that's how you go about it. So hymn number one.
So hymn number two, page 4.
Fine, thank you. No matter your state, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 says, come now and let us reason together. Says the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Look, God is the one who can turn black to white. Human being can only replace it or change the color by painting black white. God doesn't replace. God doesn't change. He will just say white, and everything here will become white. That is what he has made you. Begin to see yourself different. You are the light unto the world. You are not the way you think. You are not what people say you are. People may be looking at your weaknesses, but in Christ, you are a new creation. 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 Leave this place and go and live a new life. And it shall be said, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. There is a work going on that you are not seeing with your eyes. That thing you are praying about, there is a work going on. That problem that attacks, there is a work going on which you are not seeing with your eyes. Only believe God and stand firm. Persevere. Don't lose courage. Persevere. Pray more. Persevere. Serve the Lord. Be faithful. And at the end, it is finished. Will become your testimony. See what the Lord has done. Put your hands together for the Lord. See what the Lord has done. 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 See what the Lord has done.
In Jesus. Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.